Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're looking at the book of Revelation, which I've entitled this study, The Unveiling. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, the authority of the message. Let's read those verses. Revelation chapter 1, beginning with verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We need to ask three questions about these verses. First, who delivered the message? Well, at the beginning of verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. The apostle is the writer of the message, but he received it by an angel from God in Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And that's the case of what's going on with John. He's receiving this message and he's writing it down. To the seven churches. It's addressed to actual churches in Asia, or modern Turkey. An area about the size of Pennsylvania, the state. There are seven postal districts, seven cities, seven churches, these information centers. This is not just a discipleship letter. Rather, it is about literal events to come in the near future. Did you notice the use of the number seven? Numbers in Scripture have significance. The Revelation uses numbers extensively. The number seven is used 54 times. Just a couple of examples. Seven churches, seven spirits, seven candlesticks, seven stars, seven lamps, seven seals, seven horns, seven eyes, seven angels, seven trumpets, seven heads, seven thunders, seven crowns, seven bowls, seven mountains. Seven stands for completion or completeness, perfection or fullness. Man's number in Scripture is six. God's number is one. Six plus one equals seven. Man is complete with God. He's incomplete without him. So the number seven is the number of completion. Man being number six, God being number one. Man with God is complete. Why is Revelation written in a symbolic secret code? Notice, even the symbols are interpreted. Verses 113 and 116 are interpreted by verse 120. Look at it. Verse 13 of chapter 1. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. And then verse 16. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And then if you go to verse 20, it interprets those two verses. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. So first we saw seven lampstands and we saw seven stars, and then we're told that the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and that the seven lampstands are the churches. The Bible, listen to me, note this, The Bible is often its own best commentary. The Apostle Paul delivered the message. Second, who sent the greeting? The second part of verse 4 to the beginning part of verse 5. Grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. The greeting is from the fullness of the Trinity of God, the Almighty God, from Him who is and who was and who is to come. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was is to come, the Almighty. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. The four living creatures within, having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is and who is to come. Revelation chapter 11, verse 17, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. Revelation 16 and verse 5, And I heard the angel of the waters saying, You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. God's presence is not in any way limited by time. And the Holy Spirit. It says, from the seven spirits. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1, And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you're dead. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6. And I looked, and behold, and in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Possible meaning? Well, the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit that's described in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. It says, There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and the faithfulness the belt of his waist. The lampstands of Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? And so I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked to me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. And he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro through the whole earth. Either way, the seven spirits represent the Holy Spirit, and the number seven depicts fullness, completeness of the Spirit. And then there's the Son. So it's, and that's from Jesus Christ. And there's a threefold image there, the faithful witness, his life on earth. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 13. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. So he's the faithful witness, talking about his life on earth. And then he's the firstborn from the dead, his resurrection. And he's ruler over the kings, his future role. So his life, his resurrection, and then his future role, ruling over the earth. The greeting was sent by God. The fullness of God. It was sent by the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then third, who received the glory? Well, look at the second part of verse 5 and verse 6. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The message is dedicated to Jesus Christ. Why? He's the author. He is its subject. Why should we give him glory? Well, Jesus loved us. Jesus washed us from our sins in his own blood. The evidence of his death for sin. The basis of our forgiveness of sins. Jesus made us priests and kings, or a kingdom of priests. The Greek word basilion versus basileus. Kingdom equals believers corporately under Christ. Priests equals believers individually serving Christ. So we're a kingdom of priests. Every believer of this kingdom is a priest. And every priest has the right to enter God's presence. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, verse 9. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus Christ received the glory. Did you notice how the greeting was opened? Grace to you and peace. Verse 4. Grace. Listen, grace. Without grace, we burn in hell. Without grace, we fail in ministry. Peace. Without peace, we're enemies of God. Without peace, we live stress-filled lives. Prayer that we experience grace and peace. Amen. As we continue this outline, this introduction, this structure of the revelation of Jesus Christ, just continue to look at it, take this in, and you have a great day.